Gentlemen, this was Dutch. Welcome in Amsterdam.
Hello.
Alright.
The noises on your album sound familiar these days. It's like someone walking through the snow in Austria, 2 feet high.
Cool.
Cool, of course.
Nice to be on snow.
Where do you get these sounds from? It's not snowing all time.
Yeah. Out of our minds, I think.
I think it snows in Sheffield quite a bit. But
it's just the knarsing of the bones.
Yeah, it's grim up north.
How long does one have to study to understand Ocheco's music?
About a second.
No, I don't even reckon a second, about a nanosecond.
Most people learn before they even hear it.
Yeah, I reckon you know everything anyway.
It takes time to get used to the sounds of Ocheco and to know the songs. But how difficult is it?
I don't know, it's not difficult for us at all. I reckon it's instinctive. I think it should be for people.
Is it easy to make these songs?
It's instinctive, but it sometimes takes time. But it isn't difficult.
Yeah, it's not difficult, we just take a lot of care. Yeah, spend a lot of time getting it just right.
It's took us a lot of time just to pronounce the name Ocheco right. Is it the way I say now, Ocheco, or Ocheco?
It's not really very important to us. I think you can say it how you like. We say Ocheco.
Your records, have they something in common? Is there, let's say, a certain evolution?
Yeah, we hope so.
Yeah, I don't... We certainly don't approach records for the sake of, we approach them for the sake of discovery and
entertainment.
And I think as we get bored with stuff we've been doing quite a lot, we'll move on, but we certainly don't plan. We don't plan where we're heading. We're not sure where we're going exactly.
Do you talk yourself about an oeuvre?
About a what?
An oeuvre? I mean, do you love your own music? Is it very important for you?
Yeah, I mean, we make it for ourselves and for our friends.
The names you give to the songs, do you pick them at random or where do they come from?
Out of our heads.
I mean, in my dictionary, words like Sipater or Redic Egg, Chewy.
Sipater? Well, it's something that works against anticipation. You can't anticipate it, therefore it is a sipater.
Retic AC is just an abstraction of maybe three titles we have for one same track that were all different versions of the same word. And we just pull words apart and put them back together.
Yeah, we remix the title.
Do you have your own studio?
Yeah, it's a home studio. It's quite basic.
Stress-free. Easier at home because obviously no pressure. You don't feel like you're at work.
Like, I know that people like Mike Paradinas, they don't have a studio, but they work in their bedroom.
Yeah, we don't work in our bedroom, but the studio's at home.
Yeah, it's the nearest thing we can keep it to a bedroom, because that's how we started, I suppose. It's a nice place to spend all day.
So Ocheco is not just about machines.
No, it's about I don't know.
Two human beings.
Yeah, something like that.
Playing around with machines.
Yeah, playing around with people's brains.
Okay. there's a guy on the other side of the window called Jimmy Tanner. He's trying to say something. But since we are machines now, we don't understand what he's saying.
Jimmy speaking binary.
He's speaking his sign language.
Talk digital, Jimmy.
Oh, he's giving a pretend blowjob.
So he definitely went to the peep show this afternoon.
Yeah, he did. He didn't go go-karting.
I reckon he lost the plot entirely.
Jimmy Tanner is a liar.
He's a star.
Oteka, is there a big difference between your records and your live performance?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a big difference.
Yeah, the difference is that there's other people there when we make the music. And I think that changes what we do.
It's all made up on the spot, live. It's almost like we're jamming. And I guess the only connection is that we do that before we get our tracks finished in the studio, but it's certainly more freeform when it's in a club and it's live.
So there is a place for to improvise live.
Yeah, I mean, you're sort of just creating something on the spot. You're making something for that moment, you know, at the land. It's different, we just approach it differently.
It's not just pushing one button and then a show goes on.
No, it's pushing about
15 each.
Yeah, every 3 seconds. Every half a second. Whilst doing about 3 other things as well. And also trying to listen to the track.
Part of what you both are doing takes place under the name of Jazzcom. Or Gascom. Why do you took this nickname?
It's not so much a nickname, it's an umbrella label we give for when we do tracks that aren't just me and Sean, because that's obviously just our tech. When we work with our friends or our friends work with each other, it just comes out as a guest contract. It's quite simple, really.
Yeah. We can't always be Oteka because sometimes it's not just me and Rob, sometimes it's somebody else as well. So, makes it easier if we have one name for all of them. We don't expect anything. You know, we help people.
I guess we've done our bit.
Yeah.
We'll just leave it up to everyone else to do what they want to do. It's out there.
We can't really think about what people are going to think about it. You know, we just make music and then if people like it, that's cool. We'll carry on doing it.
Are you yourself thinking of new projects already or?
Yeah, we've always got things that we want to do in the future, but I don't really see much point in talking about them. It might never become available. But there are things that we're going to do in the future, people that we're going to work with, but we're not really very good salesmen, unfortunately.
I hope we all meet soon in aerospace.
Yeah, I reckon.
Sean, I'll see you at the next wormhole.
Yeah. I reckon this one is somewhere around here, actually.